It's Morning Edition on KUT. I'm Laura Rice. The University of Texas at Austin is well known for its radio, television, film department, but fewer than 10 UT students have won a Student Academy Award. 2012 master's graduate Brian Schwarz knows he's won one, but he won't find out till Saturday whether his medal is gold, silver, or bronze. He joined me at KUT before heading out to California for the ceremony. Thanks for being here, Brian.
Thanks for having me.
Well, first of all, congratulations. Some great filmmakers were past Student Academy Award winners. I don't know if you knew this. Spike Lee and John Lasseter, the Pixar guy. So how does it feel to be honored by the Academy?
It's an incredible honor. It's a great feeling. It's exciting. It's humbling, and it's also a real confidence boost to be validated by someone such as the Academy.
Absolutely. Now, you're being honored for a short narrative film called Old Daddy. It stemmed from a script you wrote here at UT, and it's about a young man struggling to be his father's caretaker. So, why did you want to tell this story?
Well, to be honest, the idea was really, came from a screenwriting class in which, we were forced to sort of, we have to come up with stories very quickly. And so I had a couple ideas. For some reason, I am drawn to the parent-child relationship and just sort of the dynamics, the complexity between in that relationship. And so something about a sort of an older gentleman whose physical and mental health is in decline while the son, who is, in his early to mid 20s, is sort of, on the upswing physically, mentally. And so I just thought there was something interesting between, to be honest, the whole story sort of started around this image of the son having to sort of bathe his father and sort of come to terms that his dad is not once the hero, the strong hero that he once was. And so that's kind of where it began. And then I had also written it into a feature film, two different versions. And then I also needed to graduate, so I had to make a thesis film. And I had spent so much time writing these characters, and I kind of was able just to cut out the stuff that wasn't working in the feature film. And then and I was able to keep a lot of the stuff that I did like for the thesis. And so I think it's at a good length where it is.
How long is it now?
It's 29 minutes, which is a little long for a short film. But I think, if I may say so myself, I think I earned the 29 minutes. It doesn't drag too much. It moves pretty quickly. And so I think I used the full 29 minutes effectively.
Excellent. Now, you filmed it in Bastrop, and you said some other areas around Central Texas with a cast of actors and a crew of, it sounds like, mostly students. So what was that filmmaking process like, and was it different than things that you had done for class?
I'm not so sure it was that much different. It did feel more like a student film for some reason than any other film, largely because most of the cast was students, with the exception of a few people. But the lead guy was a undergrad actor. Hazel, the weather lady, was an MFA actor. There's two MFA actors. It just had a real student vibe. The entire crew was either current students or they had recently graduated the program. I was really proud of that fact. I really embraced that, and everyone did a tremendous job.
And so it was student made and student, run, but it wasn't really a lot of teacher oversight, it sounds like, on this.
I got a lot of help with in the writing process, and I had a great thesis committee. Stuart Kelvin, Andrew Shea, John Pearson, and Jennifer Brundage. And so I would send in drafts to them fairly regularly, and Stuart Kelvin, being a screenwriting professor here, he gave great feedback. Andrew Shea, who, is a screenwriter himself and a director, and, they were able to give good feedback frequently. And so we batted it back and forth for a while until it started to really sort of fall into place. And then from there, it was, we sort of hit the ground running with casting and locations, and found a great house out in Bastrop with a family who was more than accommodating and letting us sort of take over this house luckily, it wasn't the house they lived in. It's a house. It was sort of a second house that they had on their property, and so we kind of had free range of the house, and they were just couldn't have been more accommodating. So that was a really good experience.
So you've already received obviously a big honor for this film. Where else would you like to see it go?
Well, that's a good question, because I finished this in May of 2012, and I proceeded to send it to as many festivals as I could afford to send it to. And I heard back from the first two in which I got in, and I thought, well, this is great. We're off and rolling with the festival circuit. And then that was it until maybe February, March. And I got into another festival. And then, but I probably got rejected to, you know, close to 30 to 40 festivals. So I was sort of losing confidence. I was sort of kind of down about it. And to be honest, I was actually thinking of putting this thing on the shelf. And then I got the Academy Award. I was announced a finalist in Region 2, or a winner of Region 2, which meant I got to go into the Nationals. But, so since then, things have certainly turned around, and I hope that there's a new life for the movie after the Academy Awards. But I think I have maybe one or two festivals left to hear back from out of, you know, 40 or so. And so I hope there's a life in the festival circuit for the film since this nomination. But that's a good question. I don't know where it goes from here.
And so what is next for you? I understand you're working on a feature-length script.
I am writing a feature script now, and it takes place in a world that's not too dissimilar from the world of Old Daddy, which is, you know, small-town Texas. I had a screenwriting teacher tell me that I like to write about the real zeros of the world whose story doesn't get told very often. And in this case, that's sort of it. It's a female lead, and who's, you know, the cards are stacked against her, but she prevails in the end.
So, small town, rural Texas, is that where you grew up, or what's your influence there?
I grew up in, I'd say, a small town in Florida. on the coast, so it's not exactly Texas. But for some reason, I don't know, there's a bubble in a small town. Everyone knows each other. Maybe it's a microcosm of something bigger. But, you know, for whatever reason, yeah, movies like The Last Picture Show and What's Eating Gilbert Grape and You Can Count on Me, these like little small town stories, I don't know why, but I am attracted to them. And also, I will point out that I've only written things that I know I can afford to make. So I've yet to go into science fiction, period pieces, or not that those are really my forte anyway, but I do also keep, you know, makeability and budget in mind when writing. So that does influence it. But at the same time, I like small town stories for some reason, yeah.
So speaking of Texas, you chose to come to school at UT Austin, and much has been said about the film scene here. Do you see yourself staying and making a career here?
If I had it my way, I would stay here and write films, direct films, make them, and sort of see what sort of life they can have on throughout the rest of the world. That would be great. I'm not opposed to moving. For the right reasons, but I really do like Texas. I think Austin is great. I think the film community is really good here. There's a lot of talent here. I like the idea of, you know, you meet people in the film community, you make friends with them, and then all of a sudden you're sort of collaborating together. That's how I sort of got the music for Old Daddy. It was this band in town that I sort of would watch all the time at the hole in the wall across the street, and in fact, that's where the Old Daddy came from. It was from one of their songs. And so just that sort of, you know, the sense of community, I really like in Austin. I think it's a very supportive, enthusiastic community.
UT Masters graduate Brian Schwarz won a Student Academy Award for his film Old Daddy. He'll pick it up this Saturday. Congratulations again, Brian, and thanks for being here.
Thanks so much.